Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Former President Trump's lawyers did not object to the release of the Mar-a-Lago search warrant. A judge has not yet decided whether it and the property list of what was taken by the FBI will be released, as the Department of Justice has asked.
The FBI removed 11 sets of classified documents, including some marked top secret, from Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Others were marked secret, meant to be only available in special government facilities. With us on the newsline now is Bloomberg reporter Jody Schneider. Thank you for being with us. So, can you tell us what federal agents are investigating right now?
Yeah, so Bloomberg has now seen a copy of the search warrant and basically saying that what is included there, what was included that the FBI seized in that search on Monday at Mar-a-Lago, were classified records, including some that were marked top secret. The list of information seized includes documents labeled with, this is a quote, various classified TSCSCI documents, which refers to top secret and sensitive information. That's how the government labels it. They say that there were included in this, according to this warrant that has been seen by Bloomberg, were 11 sets of classified documents. There were about 20 boxes. The listed documents include a handwritten note, which was the executive clemency grant for Roger Stone, an ally of former President Trump, photos and information about the, quote, president of France. These were all seized again in that execution of the search warrant signed by a Florida judge, and the search occurred on Monday.
Jody, there have been reports that the classified documents related to nuclear weapons in some cases. Do we know any more about that?
Well, this is, again, according to what we saw in these documents, and again, this is all, you know, the documents that were seen from that search earlier this week. That is among the things that have been stated. So we'll have to see what else we can find here about this. We are also hearing from the Trump camp, as you can imagine, saying that they believe that he had already declassified much of this information. So this is what they're telling us at this point. Some of the president's supporters are claiming that he had the power to declassify documents on his own. People we've spoken to, including former federal prosecutor Barbara McQuaid, claim that while a president can request or initiate a declassification, the original classifying agency must undergo a process to do that, that he can't just declassify that kind of information because he wants to.
He's a president, not a king. On the newsline, Bloomberg reporter Jody Schneider, thank you very much.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.